This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, he's a firebrand, Dr. Marble is going to be taking over in the next segment for the rest of the hour. But I wanted to talk about something here, just like I did in this segment yesterday, that's very, very important. And I want you to know, just in a few minutes here, some of the history so you can understand what we're up against. I've been syndicated by GCN for 25 years. And I've been in the time slot we're in for 23 years, the Rush Limbaugh slot. They wanted me to go up against Limbaugh. I didn't want to, but Ted said, you got the job, I'll pay you the money, I'll put you on all these stations if you do it. And we exploded from day one. And over the years, talk radio's gotten in trouble and collapsed and gotten small with the audience it has per capita, but still together it's huge. We have 300-plus affiliates. We reach millions of people a day through them. And Ted owns a few other companies, and he went from GCN being very, very popular and very, very profitable to still being extremely popular with 750-plus affiliates and over 60 shows they syndicate, gardening shows, liberal shows, conservative shows. And he's just been putting his own money in the last 3 years into it and breaking even. But the Democrat Party anti-gun group, we never say their name because they live off us, we don't live off them, they sued him over the years. He spent something like $500,000 fighting him in the last 4 years. And finally they came to him a few months ago and they said, just give us that network, take Alex Jones off the air, and we'll forgive you. But if you don't, we're going to destroy you. And they sent his insurance company a threat of $500 million. This is just ridiculous and preposterous. For our free speech, if he didn't turn things over, they want me off the air, which is ridiculous because we're already syndicated ourselves years ago. But Ted's still there, and we got over 80 affiliates with him. And so I told Ted, I said, what do you need to go through the trial with these people coming up this summer? And he said, well, they tell me about $300,000. If you'll just get me half of that, because Ted's, getting a super rich guy. He's blown through a lot of his money over the years keeping us on air. He said, I will not basically just close this place. But he said, that's what they're saying. And so we put out the address at GiveSendGo of SaveGCN.com. And listeners raised about $25,000. And that's great. I appreciate that. But we need to raise him over $100,000, and he'll match the money, to fight these people over the next year or so and not just give in to what they want. And again, the world will be a whole other place in a year. We need to stay on air now. We're not worried about the money, our networks, any of this. We're just simply trying to fight hard until the end with this whole situation. And so it all goes to keep us on the air and to stand up for Ted, to stand up for freedom so long, and to fight this legal battle. SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com. And they need to raise $80,000 at least. Or I told him, I said, I'll pay for it. I don't have that extra money right now, but I'll get it one way or another. I sold my house. I've been putting all the money in to keep this place going the last 3 months. That's fine. But I mean, we're down to the wire, just like you see in the news with war and COVID and all of it. This is the beginning of very serious times. So we need to stay on air, and God's working through you to keep us on air. So I want you to go to SaveGCN.com. Great folks at GiveSendGo, the folks that help the truckers out and not back down and all that. And donate to get Ted the money he needs to continue that fight. SaveGCN.com at GiveSendGo, because they're literally trying to shut down the radio network we're on one way or another to get us. And that'd be like, cutting our left hand off. It wouldn't feel good. We can keep fighting. But it's definitely them just hacking through, burning through, getting the bank accounts, taking the sponsors, suing us, deplatforming us, just attack, attack, attack. And that's fine, because they're going down. The new world order is going down. Everybody's aware of who they are and what they're up to. But we need to stay in attack formation to the end and not stop. So go to GCN, SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. Go to SaveGCN.com and make a donation. I appreciate you. Hey, I'm not pressuring you if you don't, but if you think what we've done is important and you want to invest in freedom and free speech and put your finger in the eye of George Soros, this is...
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S., a database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Partycooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. Only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Partycooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
welcome to the show. I'm Ben Marble, MD, a guest host today here at InfoWars. I'm the founder of MyFreeDoctor.com. It's a beautiful day here in Austin, Texas. Boy, we had some bad weather last night with the tornadoes and everything coming through, but luckily today, weather's much improved and nice blue skies outside today. So Alex decided, you know, to ask me if I wanted to be a guest host, so I said, sure, why not? So we'll discuss some of the things, some of the topics that are important. So I wanted to go to this meme here. Guys, can you show this overhead? I have a series of memes that I printed out to kind of help guide me through this. So, you know, this first one I wanted to talk about is actually a quote from 1984 from George Orwell book. And it's an important quote, sort of relevant to today. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. Now, does that sound familiar? When you look at this, settled science, genetically, XY is male, XX is female. Anything else is a genetic abnormality. No human can ever change their sex. This is settled science, okay? The PC commie COVID cult, they follow fake Fauci science, okay? They want you to believe men can get pregnant, people can change their sex. They want you also to believe that poison is a vaccine, okay? Poison is not a vaccine. mRNA gene therapy is poison, and it's killing people all over the globe. As Alex just discussed with Mr. Dowd, the evidence is in. It's overwhelming. There's just a mountain amount of evidence. Certainly, if anyone were to look at openvirus.com, you can see the data there for yourself. So what we've witnessed here over the past 2 years is a bioterror war on the public of the world, the entire world. This is a great conspiracy planned by the World Economic Forum leaders like Nazi Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates of Hell, George Soros, Marxist Mark Zuckerberg. On and on. Those people, their agenda is an evil, anti-God, atheist agenda. They're a transhumanist. They believe in editing the human genome because they think they're smarter than God. And the news, you know, I have bad news for them. They're wrong. So they want to try to force this gene editing poison onto the masses, and they've already done so. And 5 billion people have already taken this poison. So we're left in this weird predicament of now that all the lies have been exposed by the doctors pretty effectively in 2021. A lot of, you know, early on, a lot of us in 2020 spoke up, but even as recently as, you know, 2021 going into 2022. All the various doctors like Dr. McCullough, Dr. Malone, Joe Rogan Show, et cetera, we've all spoken out and let the public know. So the great lie has been exposed. So now, of course, they have to switch the narrative to Ukraine. And then they try to prop up Zelensky as some sort of hero. And he claims he's, you know, promoting democracy in Ukraine, which is kind of ironic. He's a totalitarian. He's banned all these political parties. He's working with the World Economic Forum. So he is our enemy, basically. So all these people are claiming that we should back Ukraine and try to get in a war with Russia, or trying to promote world war. People need to realize that is part of the Great Reset plan. Their whole plan is to instigate world war. They want a nuclear war because they want to kill as many people as they can. And we can prove that if you look at the Georgia Guidestones image I printed out. If anybody knows about the Georgia Guidestones, I'm sure a lot of the listeners do. The Georgia Guidestones, their target population goal is, here it is, they want half a billion people as their target population. Now, I read another book that said their population goal was 1 billion. So what their goal is debatable. What their end population goal is debatable. But what's not debatable is that they intend on killing a whole lot of people to get there. And so if there's somewhere between 7 to 8 billion people right now, and they want to get to, even if it's just 1 billion, that means they plan on murdering 6 or 7 billion people. And so they've already given out 5 billion doses of this C-19 fake vaccine gene editing poison. So the first thing, the most important thing, and it's what I try to focus on every time I talk with the media, is the idea that we need to ban the poison because everything keeps getting worse. We keep descending into chaos until the poison is banned. Nothing will get better. We keep giving out poison to the public, pretending it's a safe and effective vaccine. Well, it's easy to predict that all that's going to happen is more and more people are going to die. The evidence is overwhelming. Now, there's so much evidence of all the excess mortality, excess overall deaths, that the case is closed. The science is settled. The COVID-19 vaccines are not real vaccines at all. They are gene editing poison. And I'm going to keep repeating the same talking point over and over again because there are so many victims out there, and I hear from them every day. They come to myfreedoctor.com, and they want help with their symptoms that they're having that they developed after their dose of poison. So we try to do the best we can to deliver the treatment to them. And so we will continue to do that at myfreedoctor.com. And I would encourage everybody, whether you're vaccinated or any of your health care needs, to go to myfreedoctor.com, and we'll try to do our best to help you and get you prescriptions to get you treated.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Great day to be alive here at the War Studio. I'm Dr. Ben Marble, guest host today for the fourth hour. I wanted to read a little something I wrote here. With respect to Judge Jackson, who's a Supreme Court nominee being grilled by Congress this week. I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson, but I am for real. So here is the 800-pound gorilla question nobody in Congress has the balls to ask. It's alleged that the Hunter Biden laptop from hell showed Hunter Biden raping his niece, who was a minor at the time. You've had a history of being soft on pedophilia and child porn, so if this is true about Hunter Biden raping his niece, would you set Hunter Biden free or send him to prison? I wish somebody in Congress would ask her that question, because it's an important question that needs to be asked. Okay? So, I'm going to go to this meme here I wrote up, and this, I'm going to talk about the COVID-19 vaccine again. If you want to be a genetically modified organism, that's fine. You can be a genetically modified organism if you want. But if you think forcing other people to become a genetically modified organism is a good idea, then you're just evil. What part of COVID-19 vaccines turn you into a genetically modified organism don't you get? And here's the proof. Bayer executive, mRNA shots are gene therapy marketed as vaccines to gain public trust. We probably would have had a 95% refusal rate for these shots 2 years ago, but the pandemic and marketing of the injections as vaccines has made them popular with the public, said Stefan Ulrich. Okay, so they lied, they renamed it, they do what the newspeak, 1984 George Orwell newspeak, they constantly redefine words. So they redefine gene therapy, they redefine it as a vaccine, and people believe the lie, okay? Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, somebody who should be in prison, had an hour-long interview recently with Frederick Kemp of the Atlantic Council, in which he calls mRNA shots gene editing, which is an admission that mRNA jabs are not vaccines. Bourla also claims that scientists can repair the mistakes in DNA, or in other words, they can play God. All right, so here is what was supposed to happen with the COVID-19 vaccines versus what actually happened. 1 + 1 = 2. The COVID-19 vaccine plus time equals more COVID-19. What was supposed to happen as you vaccinated more, as more people were vaccinated, you were supposed to see less COVID. But what we are actually seeing is more vaccination, way more COVID. This is occurring in every country in the world. Okay? So it's clear proof the COVID-19 vaccines are dangerous poison. We need to ban them as soon as possible. Here's how crazy the PC commie COVID cult is. How their mass global mass psychosis, the mass formation psychosis, how badly it affects them. Even WebMD, if you had an allergic reaction to the first dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, it's safe to get the second dose. So they're claiming if you're allergic to something, it's okay for you to take it again. That's complete insanity. As a physician in medicine, when you're allergic to something, you never take it again. You don't take it. You list it as an allergy because you know you're allergic to it, so you never take it again. So the fact that they're lying, telling people to continue taking something that they're allergic to should tell you all you need to know. Okay? Now, back in November, in March 18th of 2020, I was the first American physician to advocate for Zithromax hydroxychloroquine and over-the-counter zinc. And I said at that time, we haven't stopped flu pandemics in 100 years. We won't stop COVID-19. But we can stop this idiotic exercise in futility, right? So as the timeline went on back in November when they were about to release the COVID vaccines, I had done plenty of research on it, read up on it. That's all I do every day is read about these things. November 18, 2020, I let everybody know. During medical school and residency training, we were told never take a new drug until it has been out for 5 years. Let the public be the guinea pigs. Do you really want to be the guinea pig for a rushed into production vaccine for a disease with a 99.99% survival rate? COVID vaccine, hell no, my body, my choice. So I told all of our patients this, do not take the poison. It's not going to be safe. Boy, am I glad I did that, because now I'm actually able to be honest about it, because the doctors who recommended it for the patients, they're now stuck in a legal trap. They can't tell the truth. I also wanted to inform people, if you're unfortunate enough that you wind up in a hospital like these hospitals that are bribed to put patients on the pathway to death, this is true. This is fact. This is easily verified fact. Hospitals are bribed and incentivized to maximize the death of the COVID patients. So what I tell people, if you're unlucky enough to wind up in a hospital, how do you survive? Well, you avoiding euthanasia protocols 101. Anyone who has the misfortune of winding up hospitalized with COVID should do two things the first day you're there. One, you sign a do not intubate order. That's a legal order where they cannot intubate you. Two, you sign an order stating that you do not, the order needs to state, do not give me remdesivir under any circumstances. Write these exact words, sign it in front of witnesses, and get a video of it if you can, because we've seen cases, I've heard of multiple cases of people were left isolated and alone. They had written that they were DNR on the chart. And when the family came back, the patient had been intubated against their will. So that does happen, and that's one way that they maximize the death. So what you have to think about is, political correctness is the greatest brainwashing communist propaganda tool of all time. It's the most successful propaganda in human history. And if you realize everything the PC commie COVID cult favors is to maximize death. This is why they want 10-year-olds to transition to the opposite sex and take sex hormones, because it makes them sterile. This is why they favor all the homosexual, the alphabet LGBTQ agenda is all about reducing population. So they favor assisted suicide at the end of life. They favor abortion. They favor sterilizing children and certainly convincing people to sterilize themselves. What's better than that? Now, I read an ironic story recently about the Louisville Health Department leader, and she was the head of spearheading the COVID-19 vaccination of the public. Lo and behold, justice was served as she died after taking the COVID vaccine. And this is the scary number. This is as of March 21st of 2022. We have 5,042,611,638 people who have taken the poison already. So over half the planet has taken poison. We're witnessing the greatest mass poisoning in human history. And it means the people who haven't taken the poison, you're now a new minority. You're the unvaccinated. Some people call them the pure blood. Some people say I'm organic. I'm not a genetically modified organism. I'm not a mutant like the people who took the poison. Some other news. Daniel Horowitz, some disturbing news. He reports more vaccine deaths in the military than COVID deaths. The cure is worse than the disease. We have to ban the poison. How much evidence does it take? How many hundreds of thousands or millions of people have to die before we can get poison banned? This is just a great mystery question we need the answer to. I have another chart here from the UK. I can just go on and on and on about this all day long. COVID deaths, it is dose dependent. The more doses of the poison you take, the worse you're going to do. 68% of deaths were people who had three doses. 18% of deaths were people who had two doses, and only 2% of deaths had one, and then the unvaccinated. So 90% of deaths in the UK are in the vaccinated, is the point of that. All more proof that it's poison.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now that we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Bandai Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right. Welcome back to the show. I'm Ben Marble. Today I'm guest host in the show. I want to say, you know, fear has no place here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Do not live in fear. That's what the evildoers at the World Economic Forum want. They want you to live in fear and hide in a hole and hide in your house and lock down and wear your mask and all that. Don't live in fear. I really would recommend that instead turn to God and pray, because that'll really helps with the fear. Anyway, I want to go back to the subject of the poison, the COVID-19, the fake COVID-19, fake vaccines. They're not vaccines. You know, some people say free speech is dead, so I intend to exercise my free speech today. Silence is complicity. Everybody's heard that phrase over and over. Cowardly doctors who will not admit poison is poison, you're complicit with mass murder. You need to speak out. I know you're afraid you're going to get sued because you've been recommending poison for your patients, but grow a pair of balls and speak up, because what's going to happen? Everybody's going to die, and then you're going to feel bad and have a lot of regret about it. And we're going to see the suicide rate of physicians, of all these falsy doctors, is going to go through the roof soon, because they know what's going on. For example, here at Morris Sussex Family Practice in New Jersey, student athletes, sports physicals are done primarily to make sure you are not at high risk for sudden cardiac death on the playing field. COVID vaccines affect your wrist. Yeah, boy, do they ever. They kill you. They cause myocarditis. Myocarditis is never normal in children, ever. In response to worldwide experience in vaccine adverse event monitoring, we are adopting a more precautionary sports physical sign-off policy. If you have received doses of any COVID vaccine, we will not be able to clear you to compete in sports without performing lab work and possibly an echocardiogram to rule out potential heart damage. Actually, you probably should order an MRI of the heart. Is better at finding heart damage from the COVID vaccines. But it's interesting. That's probably what happened to Rafael Nadal, the tennis player, having chest pain and shortness of breath and stuff when he was playing the other day. Of course, he took the poison, so no surprise he's going to have bad outcome for that. What are we seeing here? 80% increase in all-cause mortality in the age group 25 to 44. Happens to just coincide with when the poison started being given to everybody. So the evidence is just overwhelming. Poison is poison. No human should take poison. Pregnant women shouldn't take poison. Old people shouldn't take poison. Kids shouldn't take poison. Nobody should take poison. Because the more shots of poison you take, the sooner you die. Here's a little FYI some people don't know. The hack super shedders are the real super spreaders. Because when you take the poison, it makes your body produce the spike protein all over, and you shed it everywhere you go. And we've had cases of pregnant women hanging out with people who were recently vaccinated, and lo and behold, they had miscarriages. And the only risk factor was that they hung out with somebody who was vaccinated. Another FYI, just in case you didn't know, gain-of-function research is also called biological weapon development. This is proof that Dr. Death Fauci is a mass murderer, and he needs to be arrested and held accountable as soon as possible in Nuremberg 2.0. I'm going to keep saying that until it happens. So I would also like to, remind everybody what I do. I'm a doctor. We deliver free doctor visits to America at myfreedoctor.com. Of course, the main thing we treat is COVID-related. We treat patients with acute COVID. We treat people who've been exposed to COVID. We treat people if they're worried they might get COVID and if they want meds on hand just in case they do get COVID. That's actually the best route. We treat patients with long COVID as well as people with vaccine injuries. But now we have enough doctors on board. We've been able to start treating non-COVID related problems, say you have a rash or urinary tract infection or yeast infection, athlete's foot, headache, ear infection, strep throat, things like that. Anything that's appropriate for telemedicine, we can also treat now at myfreedoctor.com. All of our doctors, we deliver medical advice and prescriptions for free. When you get to the pharmacy, you do have to pay for the medicine. We can't pay for it for you, but I wish we could. It would be great if we could do that. But some people think, oh, that means the medicines are going to be free. Well, we send the prescriptions for free. We give you advice for free. Most of the medications we prescribe are generic and should be relatively low cost, although there have been shenanigans going on with ivermectin with price gouging on that. So we do provide the prescriptions and the medical advice for free. At the very end, we ask for a donation. And if people can donate, great. It's basically a pay-it-forward system. We're trying to help as many people as we can. We're basically trying to build a parallel system that has nothing to do with the corrupt, fake Fauci system that tries to give everybody poison and refuses early treatment to the patients. So that's what we're doing, and we're building this concept, adding more doctors to the team. If you're a doctor that's interested in working with us, please send me your email. Email me your CV and your National Practitioner Data Bank report. Email it to BenMarbleMD@myfreedoctor.com, and we'll see if we can get you added to the prescribers team. Because that's how we go from treating, around 1,000 patients. We're doing around 1,000 patients a day now. Ideally, I think we should be doing 100,000 patients a day. And the way we do that is by adding more doctors and more patient support staff. Our patient support staff, generally, we hire you know, people that are tech savvy, that are good with, have good communication skills and good computer skills. And if, you know, you're not in favor of giving people poison and you're in favor of giving early treatment and you want to see about a patient support staff job, then send an email to admin@myfreedoctor.com and we can, you know, see if we can get you added to the team. So that's sort of what we do, and how we grow this is by adding more employees. So I would encourage everybody to go to myfreedoctor.com, and we'll do our best we can to help you. If it's something that we can't handle or treat, then we can give you advice and refer you to the appropriate, you know, if you need a heart transplant, we can't do that via telemedicine, but we can give you a referral to the doctors that we actually trust and get you headed in the right direction that you need to be headed to get whatever it is, that whatever health problem you have, to get it taken care of in a reasonable time frame. So that's the big problem, because there's this great lack of trust now in healthcare. Dr. Death Fauci has destroyed American healthcare single-handedly. He has destroyed everything. The general public does not trust the CDC or the FDA or the NIH because they shouldn't. They're all a bunch of liars. They're lying about everything. This is a big plandemic, scandemic, whatever you want to call it, the Great Reset. It's an orchestrated conspiracy to destroy America, take down America, bring in, usher in their one world government, their global tracking system of all humans. Now, if that doesn't sound like the Bible end times prophecy, I don't know what does, because it's pretty scary. And that is what they're doing. They've announced their vax pass in Ukraine just recently. I mean, Ukraine's in the middle of a war and they're worried about vaccine passes. How crazy is that? That's just proof level of insanity. These people, they're all insane. If you think political correctness is good, you're insane. Basically, political correctness is evil. Political correctness is just like Nazism, basically. So, you know, after World War II, 1946, it was illegal to be a Nazi. So what we need is some politicians to step up. We need to ban political correctness in America. It has no place. It's the exact opposite of free speech. It's against the First Amendment. Free speech is the First Amendment. Political correctness is, oh, don't say that because you might hurt somebody's feelings. Well, what we found out, you know, PC just seemed to be good manners 20 years ago. That's what everybody thought. Well, now we all know political correctness literally can get you killed and is actively killing people, and that their plan is to actually kill as many people as they can. So, you know, we try to have hope and want to, you know, we know we're going to win this war in the end because we are at a war. It's a biological war, and, of course, there's the bombs in Ukraine and all that, which is the literal war. But we will win in the end. We have to win in the end. We have no option. Losing is not an option, because if we lose, that just means we all wind up dead. So we have to fight back against part of fighting back is knowing who you're fighting against. So what the whole charade has been about distracting us and convincing us that, you know, Russia's the enemy or Putin's the enemy, when in reality, World Economic Forum and all their puppets are the enemy, including, which one of the puppets is Zelensky. He's a World Economic Forum puppet, and many others in the World Economic Forum. So I would encourage Vladimir Putin specifically, if he wants to...
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pounty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ben Marble, guest host today. I happen to live in Florida. I live in a city called Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. I love Florida. It's a great state. Freedom there is not like most other states. We have a great governor, Governor Ron DeSantis, probably the best governor in America, I would say. But I would like to appeal to Governor DeSantis. I have an idea. Well, it wasn't my idea. I actually read Substack. I was reading some info on Steve Kirsch's Substack today, and I thought, you know, this is a good idea, so I figured I would repeat it. Why can't we have autopsies in everybody who dies within 2 months of COVID vaccination or within 2 months of taking the fake COVID vaccine? The reason thus far, you know, Dr. Death Fauci said, ooh, we don't want autopsies. And that's why we want them, because the autopsies are how we prove, you know, we've already had many autopsies around the world that have clearly proven that the fake COVID-19 vaccines are poison. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, he could make an executive order as the governor to order autopsies on anybody who dies within 2 months after receiving these fake vaccines. And that would probably pretty quickly put an end to this insanity of giving people poison en masse. So please, Governor DeSantis, consider this idea. What's it going to harm, doing autopsies on dead people? How's that going to harm anything? They're already dead, so why can't we do a little digging and investigate and find out what killed them? Wink, wink, it's the fake vaccine poison is the answer. That, we know that's what's causing it. And, of course, you know, we have all these mandates all around the country. I was asked to mention this. If you're trying to get, if you have a college student that's trying to get out of college mandates, go to nocollegemandates.com. Nocollegemandates.com. That's a good website that's working to help students get out of having to to get the vaccine so that they can attend college. Certainly, that is something we do. I don't really advertise it a whole lot, but we do exemptions. Now, I will say anything. We deliver advice and prescriptions for free, but the one thing we don't do is if it requires paperwork, we do charge a fee. So for like exemptions and any kind of return to work paperwork, stuff like that, we generally will charge a fee for that because we have to pay to do it. So we have to pass that cost on. But we do the prescriptions and the advice for free. So I wanted just people to be aware that we do offer mask and vaccine exemptions for people who need those. I thought I would also talk a little bit about some of the outpatient early treatment protocols. We're going to pass 200,000 free doctor visits later this month that we've delivered all 50 states in America. We primarily prescribe the McCullough protocol, which is a combination of, Dr. Peter McCullough was the one who spearheaded this early on, so I wanted to give him credit where it was due and make sure we named the protocol after him. But a lot of doctors were involved in putting this protocol together. It was first published in late 2020, the early treatment protocol. Of course, it includes ivermectin. The media has vilified that as horse medicine. Well, they're a bunch of liars. Ivermectin has won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2015 as being one of the top 10 most important medicines ever invented. We know it's safe. It's been around for many, many decades. It's very safe, and it's actually effective, unlike the fake vaccines. Another medicine we use, hydroxychloroquine. Also vilified, President Trump had mentioned hydroxychloroquine back in early 2020. Of course, the media and Dr. Death Fauci and the COVID cult, they had to destroy that narrative. And why? Because Big Pharma, they're all in Big Pharma's back pocket. Dr. Death Fauci is Big Pharma's best salesperson. All the medical alphabet organizations, AMA, FDA, CDC, they're all in the back pocket of Big Pharma and the billionaires. And they do not look out for the best interests of the people. So they had to vilify these good, safe drugs. Hydroxychloroquine, for example, has been around for 60-something years. It's so safe, pregnant women can take it. So basically, these two drugs, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, are literally safer than Tylenol. So for them to vilify them and claim they cause all these bad health problems, just a great big lie. And people who don't understand medicine don't know that. But these drugs are excellent drugs. They're generic. They've been around for a long time, and they do help. The other drugs we use, of course, prednisone. It's a steroid. When you think of how you treat COVID, there's basically three problems with a COVID-19 infection. And this is where some people will claim that, oh, they've never isolated the virus. COVID-19 doesn't really exist. Well, you're just wrong. That's not true. COVID-19 is real, but it's man-made. It was man-made by Dr. Death Fauci and the crew at the Wuhan lab. They put it together. It's a real virus. It exists. It has been isolated. So stop with the nonsense. It does exist. But we've used these drugs to help treat it. So prednisone, back to what I was saying, you treat viral load. You want to give medicines to help reduce the viral load. Two, COVID causes inflammation, so you want to use anti-inflammatories. And then probably the biggest problem is COVID causes clots. It causes clotting all throughout your body, microclotting. And so we use anti-clotting drugs for that. So one of the other drugs, probably, I already mentioned ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. We use prednisone. Prednisone's a safe oral steroid, low cost, been around for forever. Everybody knows it's a decent drug. It helps with the inflammation. It's an anti-inflammatory. Steroids are anti-inflammatories. We also use inhaled budesonide. Now, this is where I would put out an appeal to the pharmaceutical industry. Of course, they think they couldn't make money off of this. There is no meter dose inhaler for budesonide. When we prescribe it, we have to prescribe the nebulizer version only. If somebody, like maybe Mark Cuban and his new pharmaceutical company, CostRx Drugs, I can't recall the name of it, but it's Mark Cuban's new drug company. They're trying to get costs down. If they could force one of the manufacturers to make a meter dose inhaler of budesonide, you could probably make it for 10, 20 bucks or sell it for that. But we would prescribe them all day long. But instead, since it's not available because Big Pharma thought, oh, we can't make enough money off that because it's generic, they quit making it. So what they do is you have to get it via the nebulizer, which is a lot more expensive. for the patient. So we try to, you know, we want to minimize our costs for our patients. Other drugs we use, phenofibrate is shown to help, as well as fluvoxamine also helps. And another drug, dutasteride, montelukast is another one. And these all help. Now, those are the prescription drugs. Now, the over-the-counter drugs that have shown to be of some benefit, of course, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc is probably the most important of the over-the-counters. Some people recommend, of course, quercetin or ECG. ECGC is another one. Nigella sativa, N-acetylcysteine. There's a lot of different over-the-counters that help with acute COVID. There's some that help with spike injury, spike protein injury from the from taking the fake vaccine. So since I mentioned that, we have a video. Why don't we show? Go ahead and go to the video of the vaccine injuries.
Y aprovechando esto, lo que decíamos muy temprano en la mañana, que no hay casi gente, entonces por más que no tengan turno, van a poder ser atendidos de manera rápida. Carlos, cualquier novedad volvemos en un ratito. ¿Sí? Perdón Claudio, perdón Claudio. Cerrame. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Qué pasó? No.
Impfpflicht abschalten, wenn sie nötig ist, ist das dann nicht viel zu spät? Wir müssen uns
A polícia militar foi chamada na zona rural de Ribeirão Vermelho. Sabe por quê?
I don't mean to brag, I don't care, but I want you to know, double-vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. Never got COVID, clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice, so nice.
Jedes Kind...
I don't care if you're Donald Trump, I don't care if you're Bill Gates, I don't care who you are. You come at children with experimental Nuremberg Code violating vaccines that you broke the law to ram through, you are terrorists in league with Joseph Mengele 2.0.
We have a player down on the court. We'll try to get more information.
Johnson taken out on a stretcher and rushed to local Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
Leading cardiologist says cluster of collapses in footballers likely to be just a coincidence.
All right.
A terrible coincidence at that, but just,
well,
yes, just a
coincidence. Non-fake Fauci science is settled. Soylent Green is people. COVID vaccines are poison. Stop taking poison. We need to ban the poison. I will not rest until the poison is banned. We have to ban the poison, ban the poison, ban the poison. Everybody needs to stand up and demand that we ban the poison as soon as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.